Okay, we're on Daf Beis Amud Beis here in the Masechta Pesachim, and we're still trying to figure out what the word "or" means. And we have two opinions in our Gemara about what the Mishnah means when it says "Orli Arba Asar," whether it means Yom, which is called in the language of Rav Huna Nahagi, or it's Laila. And we're up to Mesve. So let's see if we can all find the place and then we'll close the door. Thank you so much. The first word in the line is Alma. And if you see the two toasts in here, Rabbi Eliezer and Heichan, so if you sort of draw a line right in the middle of that tosis and you go across, you'll see Alma. And if you see the word Alma, then you shoot your finger over to the end of the line and you have Mesve. And now the Gemara is once again going to try to prove that the word R means night. And we started this yesterday, but I think we're more prepared for it today. The Braisa that we're about to learn records a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov regarding the following question. The Mishnah in the fourth parak of Pesachim records a minhag that was accepted in many parts of the world to abstain from halacha on Erev Pesach, on the 14th of Nisan. And the question is going to be, at what point in time does that Iser Malacha begin? So here's the deal. At what point on the 14th of Nisan and Erev Pesach is there an Iser Malacha? And one thing is clear. According to everyone, the Iser Malacha begins before Chatzos Hayom. So please make a note of it. Chatzos Hayom means midday. And with midday, there's going to be an Isra Achilas Chometz. With midday, there's going to be a mitzvah of Hakrovas Korban Pesach, Shchitas HaPesach. So you might think that the status of Erev Pesach, of the 14th of Nisan, as a Yontif, through this self-accepted custom, this minog, should begin with Chatzos Hayom, meaning midday, because all the laws of Pesach that begin on the 14th of Nisan on Erev Pesach all begin at Chatzos, midday. And the exception is the Iser Malacha. Somehow the Iser Malacha is generated by the day itself. Let's call it the calendar day of Yud Dalet. The custom was to sanctify, so to speak, or upgrade the entire day, the 14th of Nisan, as a day of Iser Malacha. So everybody agrees, that's not an issue, that the Iser Malacha begins earlier than Chatzos, earlier than midday. How early do we go? So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer Mishas Ha'or. Now if we assume that the word Or means Laila, which in Aramaic is called Urta, we just simply add a Taf and an Aleph at the end of the word Or, Urta means Laila, then according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, what part of the day of Yudal is left out, is omitted from this Iser Malacha? Nothing. Zero. Did I fool you? I meant to fool you, and if I did, I'm happy. If I didn't, then I missed it. But what I meant to tell you was that according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the entire day, from the beginning, the inception of the day, is considered Aser B'Malacha. We're going to soon disprove that interpretation of Rabbi Eliezer, but right now, that's the initial interpretation of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, based on the predicate that the word R that came out of the mouth of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov indicates Laila. And since a halachic day, the day as a unit, begins with Laila, okay, I'm going to use a fancy phrase here, but please, close your ears, because we don't have time to go through it, and that's Hayom Holech Achar Laila, which means that the Jewish halachic day begins with night. And the day itself, as opposed to the solar day, continues after the night. So night initiates the day, day meaning the yom as an entity of 24 hours, and therefore the Isur Malacha, which was self-accepted as a custom, begins with nightfall, and therefore we prove clearly that the word ar means night. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's too much. That's ridiculous. We can't turn an entire day, which is a regular, secular, mundane day, and convert it, transform it to a day of Isur Malacha. That we can't do. Even a custom, even a minute, cannot do that. If, let's say, we would decide here in our community, that from now on, the 20th of Kislev is a day of Isur Malacha, that would be meaningless. There is no such thing as a minute. A minhag has to fit into some sort of halachic framework. And Bishlam, we understand, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he says that the entire day was an Isur Malacha. That's something. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't take an entire day and make it into an Isur Malacha. You want to expand the second half of the day, meaning from midday and on, and expand it backwards, then you can do so as early as daybreak. But you can't include the night before. The night before cannot be included. And this is going to be a fascinating discussion, that whenever the halacha wants to go above, or shall I say, before midday, we can't go as far back as the night. Make a mental note of the following, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu to go out to the Akedah, he waits until morning to go out. And the Gemara later on is going to suggest that the reason why he waited until morning is because you don't go back to the night. Well, for example, the Bris Milah, you want to get as early as you can, but you can't go back to the nighttime, and you can't even prepare for the Bris Milah before. The real preparation for the Bris Milah starts with daybreak. So Rabbi Yehuda says, when is daybreak? Neitz hachama. That's daybreak. So again, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, when we're expanding the status of Erev Pesach from midday, we're expanding it to include another part of the day, we can begin with daybreak, but we can't go back as far as the nighttime is concerned. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov cannot be accepted. Omole Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Yehuda, I don't get it. V'chi heichan matzina, where do we find Yom shemiktsaso asur b'asiyas malacha, u'miktsaso mutar b'asiyas malacha? Let's take the Torah's framework. In Hebrew, we call it a defus. A defus means like some sort of a mold. If we take the mold of the Torah's vision of Isur Malacha, it always includes the entire day. We do not have any precedent anywhere in Halacha, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, to take a day of Isur Malacha and split it into two. It's an all or nothing proposition. And therefore, if this minog is going to pattern itself after the vision of the Torah, there is no such possibility as starting halfway through a day. Halfway through the day means with daybreak, because the day begins, as we said before, at night, and you can't cut off the night from the Isur Malacha. There is no such image in the Torah of a day that becomes Isur Malacha with sunrise. It's not so. It's not sunrise. It's with nightfall, because nightfall in initiates the day, and the entire 24-hour period is one entity of Isur Malacha. There's no such thing as splitting a day and saying part of it is Mutar Malacha and part of it is Asur Malacha. Amale, so Rabbi Yehuda responds, you know what? Maybe you're right. You may be right that there's no such entity, there's no such animal, so to speak, in the Torah as a day that's half Mutar Malacha and half Asur Malacha. But we do have a day which the day is split, and the Torah splits the day. And part of the day is included in the prohibition, and part of the day is excluded from the prohibition. And what day of the year do we have in mind? Erev Pesach. Amalei hu atzvo yochi. If we're talking about Erev Pesach, well, let's analyze Erev Pesach. Miktsaso mutu b'achilas chametz, u'miktsaso asur b'achilas chametz. The Torah breaks up the 14th of Nisan into two segments. One segment of which you're allowed to eat chametz, the other segment of the Torah says you're not allowed to eat chametz, because from midday and on, Chatzos Hayom, on the 14th, we're enjoined from eating chametz. That's a Torah law. So you see, the Torah itself is willing to split a day into two parts, albeit not in the case of Isur Malacha, but at least in the case of Isur Chametz. Why not take the lead from Isur Chametz and break new ground, that you could split the day into two parts? Part is mutar and part is asur. And therefore, it makes sense to take the 24-hour period of Yud Dalet B'Nissan through custom, except that the nighttime is Mutar B'Mevaseis Melacha, the daytime, which is initiated by Hanetzach Chama, is Aser Vaseis Melacha. And you'll ask me, where do I find a precedent? Where do I find this dfus that the Torah itself envisions taking apart a day into its, breaking it down into segment parts? We see it with regard to Isra Achilus Chametz and Erev Pesach, and therefore that's enough of a precedent. Now the Gemara says, Midaka Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishas Hanetzach Chama. If Rabbi Yehuda says that we're going to split the 14th of Nisan into two parts, the day, which is going to generate an Isur Melacha again by via Minhag, and the nighttime, which is excluded from the Isur Melacha, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishas Hanetzach Chama, that the Isur Melacha through this Minhag begins with Hanetzach Chama with daybreak. Now, what did Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov say to him? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said to him, wait a minute, you're leaving out the night department. How can you leave out the night department? So then let's go back to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's statement when he said, Mishas Ha'ar. Alma, what we see is that the word Ar, Dekama Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Urtahu. It must be referring to the night department. So just to summarize, the machlokas here between Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda is the following, whereas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov takes the day as an entire entity, and he's not willing to exclude any segment of the day, and therefore the Issur Melacha is going to be Chal when, Rabosai? When will the Issur Melacha start according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? Levedik, Rabosai? The night before. It means that when he said Mishas Ha'ar from the moment of Ar, what did the word Ar mean? Nighttime. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda, and he's willing to split it. Let's take this 24-hour unit called a day on the 14th of Nisan. Let's split it into two parts. The nighttime will be excluded and the daytime will be excluded, but we see clearly that the word R in Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's language is a reference to nighttime. Lo, says the Gemara, that's not what he meant by R. You misinterpreted Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov when he said Mishasa R, my R. What did he mean by R? Amud HaShachar. With the morning star, there's already a certain amount of light, very limited amount, but nevertheless some amount of light on the horizon, and that's when the day begins, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov has no problem with cutting out the night from this Issur Melacha. You're allowed, you're permitted to do Melacha even by virtue of this minute at night, but when day breaks, and what I mean by daybreak means not sunrise, but rather Amud HaShachar, because Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov identifies daytime as Amud HaShachar. This Mishnah in Masechta Megillah, the Mishnah says that any mitzvah that you fulfill by day can be fulfilled after Amud HaShachar. For example, let's say I'm on my way and I won't be able to read Kriyat Shema because I'll be tarred in the derech. I'm allowed to read Kriyat Shema Shel Shachar as early as Amud HaShachar. I'm just giving you one example of many. So it means that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is on board that we are capable and we are allowed to split the day, and only a segment of the day, only a part of the day will be Asur B'Melacha, but we have to take the entire day as an entity. And we're going to split up a Yom into Laila and Yom. When is Yom initiated? With Amud HaShachar. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, I don't get it. So then what was his claim, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? What was he yelling and screaming against Rabbi Yehuda? The Kamar Lehi, he said to Rabbi Yehuda, Heichan Matzinu Yom, Shemekzaso Mutu B'Basiyas Melacha, Umekzaso Asur B'Basiyas Melacha. Wait a second. You're taking a day and you're saying that the day itself is Asur Vasiyas Melacha, but the night is Mutar Vasiyas Melacha. Neina Ilu Lenafshi. Why is he in any better shape? He should turn that question inward to himself. Ha'iko Laila de Kashari Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Now you're telling me that the word R means Amud HaShachar. It means that the initiation of this Isur Melacha is only by day. So you see that he leaves out the night. So what is he yelling and screaming and attacking Rabbi Yehuda by saying, how can you split the day? He himself split the day. Hachi Kamar, here's what he was claiming. Bishleim Lididi, I can make sense out of it. I can differentiate between Yom and Laila. And I'm going to show you that the Chachamim will take a day, which is a unit made of 24 hours, and they'll split it between the night and the day, but the day will be initiated when? With Amud HaShachar. Where's my precedent for such a thing? Where do we find that the Chachamim actually split the day? And the day begins with Amud HaShachar. Ashkechana de Kapolig Rachmona ben Yimam Malayla. We find a precedent. When the Rabbanan split. Polig means split, right? Between day and night. This time we have a Mishnah. At the beginning of Masechta Tainus, it says Gavi Tainus Tzibur. When do we start fasting? With the exception of Tisha B'Av and Yom HaKippurim, but all the other tainios, when we begin the fast, Ad Masai Ochel V'Shos, till what point are you allowed to continue eating and drinking? Ad Sheyala Amud HaShachar. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov says that when does the day begin? Al Pi Halacha, as we said before, you can recite Kriyas Shel Shachar as early as Amud HaShachar. So too, when does the fast begin? With Amud HaShachar. Now, there's another sheet that Rav Shimon wants to make even earlier. He says there's a time even before the Amud HaShachar, even before the that star shows up, which is already considered Yom, and that's called Akros HaGever. Akros HaGever means when the Tarnagolah starts going cackle doodle doo. Okay, this is something I hear very often when I walk from Harnof to Katavon. So I leave very early in the morning to get here on time for my 8 o'clock shiur on a Shabbos. So I hear, you know, because on the way there's a street there called Rehov Beit HaTfus, if you know where it is, and you'll hear the Tarnagolos. So according to Rav Shimon, that's already considered daybreak. It's a little bit before Alos HaShachar, a few seconds earlier, a few minutes earlier, and that's when you have to start fasting. But anyway, it's quite clear that Amud HaShachar is the point, is the turning point and transition point from Laila to Yom. Yom is initiated with Amud HaShachar. And if that be the case, just like in the case of Tainus Tzibur, we start fasting with Amud HaShachar, now we can pattern the minhag of Isur Melach on Erev Pesach, pattern it after the Tainus Tzibur, and we're going to begin that Isur Melach when? With Amud HaShachar. That's fine. Eladidi Dach, says Rabbi Eliezer, but I don't understand you, Rabbi Yehuda. You're telling me that up until a Hanetz Achama, you're allowed, you're permitted to do Malacha. Heichak Ashkechana, where do we find a precedent where Yemama Gufe, where we take the day itself, right, we'll call it the 12-hour unit of day, and Polig Bei Rabbanan, the Rabbanan are going to split it into two parts. They're going to say that from Amud HaShachar and up to Hanetz Achama, which is approximately 72 minutes, it's a little bit more, but approximately 72 minutes, that during that 72 minutes we were allowed to do malacha. Now you're taking the day itself and splitting it into two parts. Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, I have a precedent. You know where the Torah splits up the day itself? On Erev Pesach the Torah splits up the day. So vis-a-vis what? The Isur of Achilas Chametz. The Isur of Achilas Chametz begins with Chatzos Hayom. So we divide up the day itself into two halves, and the first half of the day is mutar b'malach, the second half is mutar b'chametz, and the second half is also b'chametz. So the Gemara says, "Shapir k'amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer." Did Rabbi Eliezer miss a beat over here? He didn't realize that on this day itself, the very 14th of Nisan, where he's building his shita, that we have to start with daybreak, which means Amud HaShachar, according to the Jewish definition of Yom, we already can split the day up. So why can't we split the day as far as the Isur Melach is concerned? In other words, if the Torah, Rabbi Yehuda understand, I'm sorry, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov understands that the Torah split up the day of Erev Pesach into its, broke it down into its component parts. There's one part before Chatzos where you're allowed to eat Chametz. And with Chatzos you're not allowed to eat Chametz. It's like you already see a precedent right here, Mineu Bey, right here, B'Nafshe, on this day itself that we split the day into its component parts. So why does Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov yell and scream at Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda, there's no precedent to cutting out part of the day from the Isur Melach? You can't take the 72 minutes between Amud HaShachar and Hanetz HaChama and completely cut it off. Well, what do you mean? The Torah itself on this very day cuts it off. Is Shafir Ka'amar Le Rabbi Yehuda Le Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Yehuda is right and there's no argument against him. So we have to now make some sense at Rabbi Eliezer Ben Shimon's argument against Rabbi Yehuda Hachi, Kamarle Rabbi Eliezer, Amina Lecha Ana Melacha Derabbanan V'at Amrit Lichametz Doraisa. Yes, there's a precedent to splitting up the day itself, the 12 hours of day, that you into two parts, but that's only as far as Doraisa is concerned. I'm talking to you about a Derabbanan. The Torah never enjoined us from Melacha on Erev Pesach. We accepted that as a rabbinic custom. Again, you have to know that even a custom is Derabbanan. Where do we find within the realm of a Derabbanan that we take a day and we split it into parts? We can take the entire day. For example, in Tainis Tzibur, the Rabbanan said that you begin fasting with Amud HaShachar, because Amud HaShachar is beginning of day. So we take the entire day, including those 72 minutes from Amud HaShachar until Hanetzach Chama, and we include it in the day. So that's the pattern. That's the precedent on the Rabbanan level for a din that applies today and not tonight, but a din that applies today. The Rabbanan says the day is initiated by Amud HaShachar. You have a proof from Chametz. That's already a Doraisa halacha. Ana Amina Lecha Molacha Derabbanan. I'm talking about Derabbanan. V'at Amri Chametz Doraisa Ad Hacha. Where do we find that we can split the day into its segments, into its component parts? That's also Rachmana. The Torah says until this point, meaning until Chatzos, Ad Hacha, meaning up until Chatzos, Asa Rachmana, the Torah prohibited. V'ad Hacha, but up, right? I'm sorry. But Ad Hacha means before Chatzos. Okay, it's interesting. You want to use the word Ad Hacha twice, but it means Ad Hacha means from this time and on, Asa Rachmana, V'ad Hacha, but before this time, up until this time, Shari Rachmana, the Torah says it's Mutar. That doesn't prove anything. If Rabbi Yehuda wants to find the precedent to splitting up a day into its component parts, he has to find what kind of split? Not a Doraisa, but a Derabbanan. The fact that the Torah decides to split up the day into its segment parts, i.e. the Yisrachim's Chametz, where the first half of the day is Mutan, the second half of the day is Osir. That's only Doraisa, but that doesn't help me at all. We want to look at the Derabbanan. When the Derabbanan create their various Isurim, they take the entire day as a unit. They don't split up the day into its parts. What would be the paradigmic case where the Rabbanan instituted an Isur on the day? Tainis Tzibur. And that Tainis Tzibur includes from Amud HaShachar on, because that's when the day is initiated. But then the Rabbanan would never split the day into its parts. And therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, when the Rabbanan, through this minog, instituted an Isur Melacha on Erev Pesach, it's going to have to begin when the day begins. When does the day begin? With Amud HaShachar. You can't break it up into its parts. You want to bring me a proof from Chametz? That's a Doraisa. The Torah could say that until this point in time, it's Asur. I mean, it's Mutar. And then from this point in time and onwards, it's Asur. The Torah could do such a thing. But where do you find that the Rabbanan did such a thing? There's no precedent whatsoever. Says V'idach. And what about Rabbi Yehuda? I'm going to prove to you that the Rabbanan will split the day into parts. Mishaos the Rabbanan. The Torah says that Chametz is prohibited from what point and on in Erev Pesach? Everybody, from what time and from what Chatzos? From Chatzos the Rabbanan say, start 2 hours. Let's say on a perfect day, 12 noon is Chatzos. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat Chametz. When the Rabbanan say? On a perfect day. Perfect day. 12 is noon. When is the last time you can eat Chametz?
10
o'clock. No, 11 is for Hanah, it's for feeding the dogs or eating Truma. But as far as Achil is concerned, 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. They added how many hours?
2 hours.
2 hours is a segment of the day. They created an Isur Derabbanan on only part of the day. They didn't say, let's go back to Amud HaShachar and say that from the initiation of the day, there's no possibility of eating Chametz. It's also to eat Chametz. V'idach, what are we going to do? According to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he holds the Chacham never divide up the day into its component parts. They never split a day. It's either all or nothing. It begins with Amud HaShachar. What are they going to do with the 2 hours of Achilas Chametz? We're from 10 to 12, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. The Rabbanan said on Erev Pesach, it's also to eat Chametz. And the answer is, that's not what the Rabbanan are doing. They're not creating 2 hours as an entity. and saying that we're going to take a segment of the day and we're going to impose a brand new Isser on that segment of the day. That's not what they're doing. Harchakahu de'ovid rabbanu l'doraisa. Harchaka means to extend, to keep you far away. We call it a siag or a harchaka or a gzera, right? All these words are synonymous. What it means is stay far away. We're not going to wait till 1 minute before noon to allow you to eat chametz, because you might eat chametz even a minute after noon. Again, nobody would ever be chashed in our group, but we can imagine. So the Rabbana made our chaka, and this is all based on a sugya later about clouds in the sky. Back in the day, they didn't have clocks and watches the way we have it. They used to look at the sun. And sometimes on a cloudy day, they didn't know exactly when was midday. They could make a mistake of up to a maximum of 2 hours. But that 2 hours is not a separate part of the day. There's no inherent status to those 2 hours. Those 2 hours are just our harchaka, which they're extending, the Isser Chametz, which Doraisa starts midday. And for this, we want to take a look at Tosfos, Divrei HaMashchil, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Mishaso.
So between 10 and 2, it's the Rabbanim.
And from Rabbi Yehuda's perspective, that since it's the Rabbanim, you see that the Rabbanim took part of the day, 2 hours, and identified it for an Issa. They could do the same thing with regard to the Issa Malach and Erev Pesach, because they could identify part of the day and break down the day into its segments. Again, we still don't know why Rabbi Yehuda was motivated to do so. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is what we call chad v'cholak. You want to slice it with a knife. He says, let's go according to the universal definitions of day. And in halacha, day begins at Amud HaShachar. Why should you fumble around and wait till Hanetzach comes? So we don't know, we don't have an answer to the question as to why Rabbi Yehuda insisted that the Issa Malach should be delayed and it shouldn't be initiated at Amud HaShach, but rather at Hanetzach Kama. But what we do know is that if you'll argue against Rabbi Yehuda, where do we find the precedent to take part of the day and engender a status or an Issa in part of the day, but leave out another part of the day? Day meaning the segment that begins with Amud HaShachar and ends with Seisa Konchavim, let's say, we find a precedent for that. And that's the 2 hours of Isser Chametz on Erev Pesach. That's only a segment of the day. Says Reb Shimon, says Rabbi Eliezer, Reb Yaakov, that's not an analogy. That's not a fair analogy. That's a different halacha. That's a din of harchaka. We're not investing any status to these 2 hours. These 2 hours are just 2 hours that might be midday, but you made a mistake because you didn't see, you didn't see the sun. You know what I'm saying? But that's not... that's not what you call investing that segment of the... if you're talking about Issa Malacha, she's saying that we're taking the day itself and we're upgrading it. We're transforming the day into a day of Issa Malacha. Says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, if the Rabbanan are doing that, if they're investing the day with a certain sanctity and generating a certain Issa, they can only do that if they take the entire day. And when does the day begin? With Amud HaShachar. Where do we find again, for the 50th time, where do you find the precedent where the Rabbanan took the day and they invested it with an Isser, with a special sanctity of an Isser, and the day begins with Amud HaShachar, where?
Tainus.
That's going to be your precedent. But don't talk to me about Chametz. Chametz on Erev Pesach for those 2 hours, that's a different din. That's halacha of what? Of Harchaka. This mine? This maybe from yesterday. Yeah, go ahead.
If we have a deraisa proof that the day is split with chametz, wouldn't that trump a rabbinic proof?
Not at all.
Why?
That's what this Tosfos is about. When the Torah prohibits something, it's not a din in the day itself. It's a din that we ourselves have to be separated from something. The Torah could say that you're separated at this point, you're not separated at the other point. The Torah is going to mold an Isur according to its understanding of when that Isur should begin, when it should end. The Rabbanan, on the other hand, have to be limited. They're working within the framework. They're working with the Tfus that I mentioned before. That pattern. How do you say Tfus? A mold, I think it's called in English, right? There are certain molds. There's a mold of Lila. There's a mold of Yom. We don't find, again, until we get to Tosfos, right? We don't find that the day in Halacha begins with Hanetzach Hama. The day begins with Amud HaShachar. And therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbanan are restricted when they come with new dimensions in the day itself, again, not with harchakas. Harchakas is something else, but if they're adding a new dimension to the day and they're setting up halach that the day engenders an iser, in this case malacha, or in the case of Tainus Siva, the day engenders an iser achilu shsia, then they're confined and restricted to the definition of a day. And the definition of a day is amud hashachar. Hi, Rabbi Yehuda has a question from Chometz on 2 hours before Chatzos. That's also a segment of the day. The answer is no. That's not a separate zman. That's only harchaka. It's not a zman that generates anything inherent in those 2 hours. Those 2 hours have no special status. So I would like to just freeze questions just to see what Tosis has to say, because I think we'll be smarter when we see this Tosis. Tosis says the following: Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Mishasa Or, Lamai Demaskinon, Or Mamish, Nokid Rabbi Elezer, Yaakov Shir, Lemilse Betchilas Hayom.
Sorry, I sent you a message.
It throws me off, Yehuda. I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, let's go on. Okay. Lamai demaskinon. Lamai demaskinon or mamish. According to the Havamin of the Gemara, that or means or mamish is noked Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov Shir lemilsei. He's got a very set. Just 1 second, I'm sorry. Lamai demaskinon, I'm sorry. Give me 1 split second. Oh. Okay. So I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Lamai demaskinon or mamish. That or means light. It doesn't mean lila, right? Initially, the Gemara thought that the entire day was Asur b'malach according to Rabbi Eliezer, and that means we begin with night, and the word Ar meant Laila. Now the Gemara is saying no, Ar should be taken literally, and it means light. When does the light begin? With Amud HaShachar. Everybody has that. So that's the first part of Tosfos. L'mai d'maskinon according to HaMaskonah that Ar means mamish, that the word Ar doesn't mean Laila, but rather R means light, is Noket Rabbi Elezer Rabbi Yaakov Shiur LeMilsei. Underline those two words, Shiur LeMilsei. Shiur LeMilsei means a very set tfus, as we said before, a mold. Shiur LeMilsei means a definite mold that we know is recognized by the halacha, and that is that day begins with R. What does R mean in this context, Rabbi Osai? Amud HaShachar. Excellent. And that's called Detchilas Hayom, because halachically, as we mentioned in the Mishnah Megillah before, that you can recite Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis even as early as Amud HaShachar. That's Detchilas Hayom. Oh. Now, Rabosai, let's ask ourselves a different question. What about Rabbi Yehuda? Now, you could have said that Rabbi Yehuda is not interested in this kind of what was the phrase of Tosfos? Shiura lemilsa, shiura lemilsa. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda, as we saw before with his analogy to the 2 hours of Chometz from 10 to 12, maybe he's just interested in breaking up the day into segments. But Tosfos, I think, again, Beiravon Mugbal, you know, with limited liability, I think Tosfos is intellectually disturbed here. He finds it uncomfortable to live with the fact that Rabbi Yehuda arbitrarily would cut out part of the day. If Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov is predicated that he's standing on this concept called Shir LeMilsei, Tosfos wants to assume that there must be, within the framework of Rabbi Yehuda, some sort of Shiur LeMilsei, meaning a set mold, where the Torah defines day as being initiated by Hanetzacham. Again, let's see if my theory will bear out here. But my theory is the following, that Tosfos is working overtime to answer the following question. Is there some sort of a precedent where the Torah recognizes that the day begins not with Amud HaShachar, with R in the literal sense, the way Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov understood it, but that the Torah in fact recognizes that the day begins with Hanetzachama? Can we find such a precedent? And Tosus stretches his arm out all the way to Bava Metzia. Wow. You know, the last place that I would look in Shas to try to determine when day begins is in Bava Metzia. Not only that, it's in a parak called Asochas HaPolim. Now, if I hire Polim and their workers, then we have what's called a contractual agreement. Supposing I hire you as a day worker, when does the day begin? So who would have thought of, you know, like making an analogy halfway across the universe, you know, to Asochas HaPolim, to come out with a definition of day and compare it to this discussion here? You know, it's like... It's like very unnerving almost. You know, like, who would have thought, you know, in a million years that, you know, we're learning Moedim. You know, Moed is, Zvanim is 1/6 of Shas, and somebody's going to tell me, if you want to know when a day begins, and everything that we've discussed, it really belongs to Moedim. Titus Tzibur belongs to Moedim, and Isur Moloch on Erev Pesach belongs to Moedim. Later on, we're going to see that we're going to split up Yom Kippur between day and night. That's also Moed. And we're going to talk about Isur Chametz, which is a Moed Halacha. But the Tosfos, you know, now says, wait a minute, you know, if let's not leave Rabbi Yehuda out in the cold. Let's see if we can discover somewhere in the universe of Halacha that the day actually begins with an Eitz HaChama. And that's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, that when you hire a day worker, his day begins, and his commitment and his work day begins, his obligation to work begins with an Eitz HaChama. Don, just give me one more second, then the floor is yours. And what does it say in Bava Metzia? It says that an Eitz HaChama mishas knisas polim umlocha hu achar zrichas hashemesh. Now what the Gemara is discussing there is the following. It takes a while for a poel to get to work. Let's say it takes 15 minutes from his house to get to the workplace. Can he subtract that 15 minutes from his workday? Well, no, that's on his cheshbon. His workday begins when he arrives on the site and he's got the hard hat, you know, and he starts his construction. So the Gemara says the following, that he, the poel, who's hired for day work, he doesn't have to leave his house until after an Eitz HaChama, because we're going to consider the transportation time to be part of his workday. And therefore, mishas knisas polim l'malacha shu achar zrichas hashemesh. When are they going to clock in? After zrichas hashemesh. Why after zrichas hashemesh? Because we have to give them the time to get there. Kida omer basochas hapolim pol b'knisosu mishalo b'tziyosu mishal balabayis pish b'tziyosu mibeso l'malacha kirichsiv. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, tizrach hashemesh yosifun. Wow, Tizrach HaShemesh means what, Rabbi Osai? Amud HaShachar? I'm fooling you, right? Tizrach HaShemesh doesn't mean Amud HaShachar. Tizrach HaShemesh means Tizrach HaShemesh. I had a whole drush here on Shabbos about the fact that Yaakov Avinu, you know, was hurt in his thigh by the Malach, by the Sarah Shel Esav. And when did the Sarah Shel Esav finally admit defeat? The Pasuk says, Vayizrach HaShemesh, and Rashi says, on Vayizrach HaShemesh, God took out the sun to heal Yaakov Avinu. And the Sam Sofer says he was limping for all of 72 minutes between Amud HaShachar and an Eitz HaChama. That was the whole God's business. He was punished for a certain quasi-sin, which wasn't really a sin, only for that period of time, like a Ben HaShemesh's period of time. So when it says in the Pasuk, Tizrach HaShemesh, the Gemara derives the conclusion that the workday of a Poel begins with Zrichas HaShemesh. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda has a certain tfus, as I called it. He calls it shiur ol milsa. He has a certain structure, framework within halacha where the day actually begins with what? With an Eitz HaChama. Now, why would he use that as the equation? Well, why not use a different equation? I'm looking for a one-word answer, Rabbi Osei. One word. Hello? Anybody home? One word. It starts with a mem and ends with a hey. That didn't give it away.
Malacha,
exactly. Look at Malacha. When does Malacha begin? You want to tell me that today I'm not going to work. And why am I going to work? Because today is Erev Pesach. And I got a lot on my head on Erev Pesach. Of course, my wife would say that it's all on my end. But okay, yeah. Let's assume we want to share the burden with our wives, right? And we've got to make the charoses, and we've got to, you know, chassidim bake matzahs on Erev Pesach, we got to go to the mikvah on Erev Pesach, and we have to make sure that our clothes are this, and we have to burn the chametz on Erev Pesach. Okay, there's a lot going on in Erev Pesach. So the minhag was to accept Erev Pesach as a day of Isur Malach. This is a day that's dedicated to God, not to Malach. And God means all the various multitude of mitzvahs. New, if you says Rabbi Yehuda, you want to ask me when does the day begin in which instead of going to work, I'm going to take the day off because I got so much to do? The answer is Bav Metzia. Let's open up a Gemara Bav Metzia. And Tizrach Hashemesh in Bav Metzia Malacha begins, the day of work begins with Zrichas Hashem. Stan?
I was going to say last week we learned when's the day end for a worker. I don't remember, it might have been in the context of lighting Hanukkah, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. But if you ask me just my knee-jerk response, I would say Tzeis HaKochav. Okay? I mean, we could go through the Sugi Bav Metzia if we have...
Now, I wasn't saying when it is. I'm saying we learned last week that... the same example, but in this case, when does the day end? And we looked at when does the day end for a day worker? Up to when can I allow him to quit the job? At what point can he quit the job?
And what, remind me, what have to do
with
that? I'll tell you, maybe it has to do with Pirsume Nisa.
Right,
maybe,
so what,
yeah, when they finish their day of work,
right,
and they're.
Who's going to see?
Right, who's going to see? They're on the way back. You know, maybe that context. I don't remember, Don, honestly.
But that doesn't make sense. If you're saying it says a kachom, if Rabbi Yehuda says it starts at Beit Sachamah, you should end it here.
Yes and no. If you were dealing with Moed, then you would be 100% correct. But if you're dealing with Malacha, here's the exception to the rule. Malacha tells me that although the day should end with Shkia, because you're starting with an Eitzach Hamo, we're going to make a trade-off. We're going to say to the employer, did I get that right?
Yeah.
Right? The employer, we're going to say to him, look, you give a little bit and we'll give you back a little bit, so to speak. There'll be a trade-off. We're going to allow a certain flexibility starting the day. You know, when the Balei Malacha are full of energy, you know, they've had a refreshed night of sleep, hopefully, and then, you know, this. And we'll give you a little bit extra time even after Shkia Sacham. But again, I'm not learning the sugya in Bav Metzia. All I wanted to get from this Tosis, Rabosa, again, if we were learning the Iyud, we would spend who knows how much time in this Tosis. But what I wanted to convey to you is that I think, and for me this is very exciting if I'm right, I can't tell you I'm right, that Tosis is bothered. Where did Rabbi Yehuda come off cutting out part of the day? I mean, why do such a thing? It's like, and then he has to go ahead and prove that there are precedents and the Rabbanim sometimes split up the day. What motivated him to come up with this salute, this formula of let's begin the Isur Malacha Erev Pesach with Hanetzach?
He needed justification. He wasn't
What is the justification? It's ridiculous. It's totally arbitrary. Bishlam, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yaakov, I understand. Let's be consistent. The Torah recognizes this framework in which day begins with Amud HaShachar. Why is Rabbi Yehuda cutting out the 72 minutes? So I'm saying that this halacha malacha, you know, it's a din of malacha. Yeah.
Couldn't it be that this issue of malacha, it's a practical matter. The workers have to travel, maybe it's a little bit dark out, it's not safe for them. So we say a work day is not the same thing in physics of what the day is.
David, I agree with you 1,000%, except for one thing that the Gemara quotes a pasuk.
Okay.
You see, this is a methodology in learning. When you want to say svaras, you say svaras, you know, let's make it a little easier, it's dark out, blah, 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 I can give you a whole, you know, and we'll see how the labor courts deal with it in every single Western country. But when the Gemara quotes a pasuk, and the pasuk points us to Zrichas HaShemesh, which is what we call Anei Tzachama, that already puts things in a different light, because then you're dealing with the definition of day. Why should I use that definition of the day? I mean, Michael's right. L'chore, we should use the classical definitions of day and night that apply to Moedim. And the answer is because here we're dealing with Malach. What we want to do is we want to tell the Jewish people, don't go to work today. You know, I spent 2 years in Canada. It's unbelievable. Every other day in Canada is a day off. I don't know. I think it's a pitsui. They're pacifying the people for living in that climate in Canada. You know, say, so we have to give them time. So there's Canada Day. Every mutig and darnish thing. Again, it worked for me very well because on days when they didn't have work, the Balabat used to show up to learn with us. You know, so it actually worked out pretty well. All right.
Can I just go?
Yeah, sure.
So all of this that we spent the whole last 50 minutes doing proves, supposedly, that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov actually says the or is day, not night.
Yes? Well, again, when I say day, there's a literal translation and then there's the day. The literal translation means light.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
But he's now saying,
well, halachically it's called day.
I'm right, but he's now saying it means light rather than going back to say it starts at night.
Exactly. The Gemara and the Havamina thought that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, if he's arguing against Rabbi Yehuda, where do we split the day? It meant the whole day, which is a 24-hour unit. So then the word R meant nighttime. And that would prove that R in our Mishnah means nighttime, because the Tanaic literary usage of words is always consistent. But name, the word R here has nothing to do with Lila. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would never say that we start the Issa Malach at night. We start it by day, but what is day? Day is when there's light. And what is that light? That's the light of Amud HaShachar.
His logic regarding Malach is perfect. Why are you questioning it?
No, I'm just saying that before I saw Tosfos, I was in a bind. I was really in the dark here. That, you see, Phil, I don't know that my pshat in Tosfos is correct. I'm filling in a whole, like, empty space here, that like as if Tosfos left it to our imagination to explain why he's quoting Bava Metzia. Tosfos doesn't tell us exactly why he's quoting Bava Metzia. I'm offering a solution, and I think it's a very logical solution that Tosfos was bothered. Why did Rabbi Yehuda push off the Issa Malach on Erev Pesach till Hanetzach Chama? That's what I'm suggesting. Look, Phil, if you agree with me, then I know I'm okay. Yes, I'm glad you said. No, I'm just joking. All right. Okay, now I'm just trying to remember there was something important here in the next Tosfos. Just give me a second. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Look at the next Tosfos. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is yelling and screaming at Rabbi Yehuda, where do we find that the Rabbanon split up a day? Meaning, and I'm relying on the first 2.5 lines of Tosfos. You can look inside. I'll read it in just a second. What Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is bothered by is the following. You know what? You may find some far-flung, exceptional cases, rare cases, where it makes sense. That's called svara. There's some logically compelling, rational reason why we isolate part of the day. That's not my issue. My issue, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, is that here, in the case of Issa Malacha, it's a din in the day, and the day begins with Amud HaShachar. And there's no compelling reason to delay that minog until Hanetzach Chama. Again, notwithstanding all that we said to defend Rabbi Yehuda, but from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's perspective, the halacha of Issa Malacha begins with day, and day begins with R, with Amud HaShachar. However, says Tosfos, even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is aware of the fact that in some cases there's a logically compelling reason to isolate part, a segment of the day. Number one, chametz. Why did the Rabbanan isolate those 2 hours? There's a logical reason, because a person can make a mistake of up to 2 hours between then and chatzos, and he might violate the Issur Torah and eat chametz after chatzos. Says Tosfos, I have another case that Lechora is a glaring proof against Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that the Rabbanan actually split up the day. And that's a Mishnah at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim. So take a look at the last 2 lines on the page in Tosfos. He says, Lo yochal adam min amincha ulamala. The Mishnah codifies that a person has to stop eating. Okay, it doesn't really mean, you know, that he's not allowed to eat. It means he shouldn't eat a full meal, you know, a filling meal. Min amincha ulamala. Now, min amincha ulamala probably means, again, the 2 days in the Gemara, be plaga mincha ulamala. But we're setting up an isur, lo yochal adam, on part of the day. And basically what Tosfos is saying is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov not aware of a Mishnah at the beginning of the 10th parak, the last parak of Pesachim, that takes part of the Rabbanan take part of the day, and they grab onto those hours right before Pesach, and they say you're not allowed to eat a full meal. That's called Mishum Te'ovan. What does Mishum Te'ovan mean, Rabosai? Correct, for what mitzvah? Matzah. Says Tosvis, Kayotzi Bolo Mairi. That's not relevant to Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov. There's a logical reason, a compelling reason to isolate part of the day. So again, let's just summarize. This Tosfos, I think, is almost the continuity of what we've seen in the sugya and the previous Tosfos, that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is looking for a framework in which a certain Isur should take over a day. And a day means a framework called Me'amud HaShachar. There are cases, says Tosfos, where Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov will have to agree, he'll have to consent, you know, admit that we take part of the day, the Rabbanan only prohibit part of the day. And that's a case where it's a separate svara. There's some reason that we're extending something like chametz 2 hours in the morning before midday, and like the case of lo yochal adam min hamincha ulamala. We want to get your appetite, stimulate your appetite. So we say don't fill up your belly during those hours. You know, the fact that you don't have to fast from the morning in order to eat, you'll probably faint of hunger if you do that. But during that period of time, they want you to abstain from eating. So that's called svara. However, in the case of Titus Tzibur, and in the case of Isur Melacha, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, there we want to take the day, and we want to invest it with the status of an Isur.
Sometimes the reverse, we say part of a day is like the whole day. Is that different than what we're talking
about? Yeah, that's a halach in Melos. I don't know if you're familiar with that concept. Mem, Lamed, Aleph, Tav. Meaning, when we count a unit, so when we get to the last part of the unit, it's enough to count part of the unit. That's enough to complete the unit. Okay. Just one second. I just want to make sure we finish the sugim. That's what we do here. So let's just hop around another few lines in the Gemara, and then I'll let you go. Meisve, I have another brisa that would certainly prove what the word "ar" means, and certainly it means nighttime. Okay, so let's quickly fill in the background information. In a lunar calendar month, there's what's called a chaser and a mole. Chaser will mean that if the moon appears on the 30th day, it means that day itself is Rosh Chodesh, and the previous month was a chaser, means it's only 29 months. If the 29 days. If the moon doesn't appear until the 31st day, that means the previous month is a mole, and therefore it has 30 days, and the 31st day is the first day of the new month. In the old days, they didn't have a calendar. They did what's called Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah. They waited for two witnesses to come into the main court in Yerushalayim, the high court of Yerushalayim, and then they would testify that they saw the moon. Now, let's assume they saw the moon on the 30th day, which would mean that the previous month is a chaser, and that day itself is the first day of the month. They got to get the word out to the people. If the moon was not witnessed, was not seen until the 31st day, then they don't have to send out any message, because the assumption was that if they didn't get the word, it meant that the moon, that the month was mole, meaning that there were no Edom on the 30th day. So if the Edom come up on the 31st day, we don't have to bother sending out the message. Now, in those days, they didn't have fax machines, and they didn't have WhatsApps. So what did they do? This is called Masi and Masos. So Don, if you want to just copy it into your book, right, it's the next word here, the Gemara, Masi and Masos. So I don't have to write it on the board. Okay, so if you have the place we're up to, you'll know Masi and Masos. So they used to light torches. And one mountaintop had a torch, and then the next mountaintop over, and they would, communicate all these torches, and that would go on at night. And we're going to see that the Brisa used the word "ar" to explain the moment and time in which they did these Masi and Masos. They lit their torches. It must be that the word "ar" means nighttime. It can't be daytime. So what does it say in the Brisa? A Masi and Masos el achodesh shadir bizmano lekadsho. Now, the phrase nira bizmano, which literally translates as the moon was seen, nira, it was spotted, bizmano means that the normal situation for our purposes is going to be when the moon is seen on the 30th day, because again, only then is there a push and a need to send out the message, correct? And that's called Masi and Masos. Okay, you know, today there are so many sounds that sound similar. I thought I was hearing
garbage truck.
Yeah, it's not necessarily garbage truck. I think any truck that moves in reverse has to, by law, you have to notify people, because otherwise, chasam shalom. So again, so when did they do this masiyah masos? Ein masiyah masos el achodesh anir bizman alikadsho. If the moon was spotted and the Adam came to testify on the 30th day, then we have to be masiyah masos. So when you see the word Ella, it's like, not this, but this, right? Ein Ella. Not in the case where the Adim saw the moon on the 31st day, then we don't have to get nervous about notifying the people. They'll understand that if they didn't get the message earlier, it meant that the previous month was Mole, it was a 30-day month, and the Adim only showed up on the 31st day. Okay, fine. So now let's get to the case. Two witnesses came into Beis Din to testify that they saw the month, they saw the new moon this morning on the 30th day. Rabosai, when are they coming into Beis Din? When are they testifying? Is it during the day or at night?
Day.
By day, because Sanhedrin only sits by day. There's no Sanhedrin at night.
You could see the moon during the day?
Well, they probably saw it sometime early before daybreak, and they came in with daybreak to the Beis Din. They said, we saw the moon. Now, wait a minute. We have to now notify the people that the previous month was chaser, and that today, the 30th, is the first day of the new month. When do we do that? We can't do it when the Adam came, because that's during the day, and there's no such thing as Masi and Masos during the day. You know, you can't see the Masos. Masos has to be a contrast between the fire of the torches and the darkness of night.
If you leave it to the next night, it's too late. How's people going to see?
Well, they're going to know that yesterday was already Rosh Chodesh.
Too late.
Well, as far as what? And again, we're not talking about Yalav V'Yavo. We're talking about when Yontif is now. In other words, our primary concern, you know, for the far-flung people, is to make sure that they know by Pesach time when is the 15th of the month.
And they were right next to the Beit HaMikdash, so they could tell them that bring them Korban Musa.
Right, those who were close, that wouldn't be a problem. But for the faraway people, you know, to notify them that the 15th is going to be 15 days from today, as opposed to 15 days from tomorrow, so they shouldn't even come until Pesach. But the Amosai, this is the key word, the Amosai Masi and Masos, and when do we light these torches? Le'ar Iburo. Iburo means, the word Ibur, which means pregnant, is a catchphrase for the 31st day. Again, in this case, the 31st day is already the second day of the month, not the first, but the word Iburo, so Le'ar Iburo means the night going into the 31st day. The word Ibur means pregnant. So when you talk about a month that's got 30 days, not 29 days, you talk about a pregnant month, and that pregnancy is called Lel Iburo. Alma, what we see from this brisa is that Or Urtahu, that the word Or in the Mishnaic and brisa literature means nighttime, because it wouldn't make any sense to be Masi and Masos at night. Right, during the day, I'm sorry, it would only be at night, good. And therefore the word R is Urt. Okay, we'll stop here.
You spent the whole Shia learning that all, according to Rabbi Yezim and Yaakov, means day. And so, and you said...
Again, okay, not day, Michael, we have to be very careful.
I mean, the daylight.
Right, but not day. I'll tell you again, I'm sorry, I'm sounding very picayune, but in this case we have to be picayune. Why? Because we're not saying that the word or means day. We're saying the word or means light.
Yes, okay. During the daytime.
Correct.
But now we're saying it means during the nighttime. So really, Yezid ben Yaakov is using this Mishnaic word to mean light, and now it's using the same word to mean dark.
So it works like this, Michael.
It can't mean both.
Sometimes the word or means light. Nobody questions that the word or means light. But sometimes the word or is used for one of two things, either nighttime or daytime, either Laila or Yom. That's what we're studying. When the word or means light, like Vayhi or, as the Pasuk says, that's not an issue. The word or definitely translates. You open up a biblical dictionary, the word or means light.
When, or Yom.
Correct. But now we're analyzing something else. When the Mishnais or the Brises use the word or, and they're referring to either day or night, what do they mean? And now what we're proving is that the word "ar" means urto, which is the Aramaic word for lila. And that's what it means, that orly arbasar means the lila of arbasar.
Why don't you go according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? Say it means...
Again, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is using the literal translation of the word "ar," and that's a valid translation. Sometimes the word "ar" means light, and that's what he's referring to the Amud HaShachar. But sometimes the word "or" means either day or night, and that's what we're going to have to analyze what it means. Does it mean day or does it night? So far the Gemara, if I'm not mistaken, has already three proofs that the word "or" means urta, it means night. And what we're going to study tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, is that Enochinami, even Rav Huna agrees that Arli Arbasa means the night going into the 14th, and that we've been building castles in the sky. And Rabbi, you remember that Rashi already tipped us off at the very beginning of the sugi. He says, "Kasal k'taita." The Gemara thinks that the word "nagi" of Rabbi Yehuda of Rav Huna means day. Later on, the Gemara is going to say the word "nagi" is a euphemism for night. And then we're going to go into the whole sugi of euphemisms. Could you believe it? That's called Lashon Saginar. Okay, then. So that's a Mitzvah Hashem for tomorrow. If anybody wants to learn Mishnah Brura, Hilchos Chanukah, we'll start it in about an hour from now. I would say, 10:30, 10:35, 10:40, something like that. If you can be here for 10:30, I'll be happy. I don't know. That's a good question. Right now, my goal is to get through Chanukah. After that,
when you say Shalom, if I just see you, I'm saying hello. I'm leaving.